Hello, everyone. My name is Erin Edgar, and this is my first podcast. I would like to first take the opportunity to wish everyone a very happy new year. It's January 2nd, 2008, and I hope everyone will have a great year. I'm coming to you today from Raleigh, North Carolina, which is the capital of the state. I've lived here for about 7 or 8 months now with my wonderful husband, Rodney. He is a computer programmer with the bank, and I'm a professional mediator, which I will talk more about in a few minutes. I would like to take the opportunity in this podcast to do two things. The first is to discuss myself a little bit about me and my career, as is seeming to be the tradition on the Blind Cool Tech website. And the second is to give a very brief overview of some podcasts that I have run into on the internet that discuss technology. They do not discuss technology from a blindness perspective, but they do give a very good overview of current tech events in this area, current events and happenings. And I find them very enjoyable, so I thought I would give a little rundown on them. I'd like to start out by focusing a bit on my interests and hobbies so that you may begin to learn a little more about me. There are three that I'd like to kind of talk about a little bit here. I love singing and reading and cooking, and I'll first start with the singing. I have been singing and taking lessons on and off since I was about 6 years old. I've always enjoyed it and been passionate about it, although not passionate enough to go and start a career in it. I've sung in church choirs and done all those kinds of things, and they're interesting and fun, but not very challenging for the most part. I really miss when I was in college and used to, I was in the choir in college, but we sang a lot of sacred classical music that was very challenging. And I'm interested in doing more of that. So 2008 has rolled around and I've made it a New Year's resolution, one among many, that I will find a community choral group that does that and join and sing all of that kind of music to my heart's content. I also enjoy reading. As I said, I'm currently going through a fantasy and science fiction craze right now, so that's mostly what I'm reading. I go through phases, however, in which I do more reading than others, and right now I have started focusing more and more over the past couple months on my career and plans for that, and that's been taking precedence over the reading. I am also very much one who enjoys cooking. My cooking has gotten kind of in a rut lately, though, so I've done two things. First, although I've received Cooking Light magazine in Braille for a long time, maybe 5 years or so, and enjoyed it and copied a lot of recipes out of it, I never really did much cooking of those recipes. And so within the last few months or so, I have tried to start cooking between 2 and 4 things a month new out of it. I know it's not a very big start, but it's somewhat of a start. Sometimes I will forget to look ahead enough to buy the groceries, but usually I remember and have started to do that. Also, I have gotten into podcasts, as I said, for over the past couple months. I learned about them and started subscribing to feeds and unsubscribing from feeds that I don't like. But one of them that I have kept is the Cooking in the Dark show on the American Council for the Blind's radio website. I very much enjoy that. I've even joined the news group to get recipes and tips from there. I'd like to switch gears here and talk to you a little bit about my career path. After college, I was very convinced that I wanted to become an attorney, and I went to law school, which was a wonderful experience, although it was very difficult. I'm told that's not unusual. I enjoyed it, but I realized that I didn't really have quite the personality that was needed, especially to become a litigator and go into trial and do all of that. So I decided I wanted to do something different. And after getting out of law school and taking the bar and trying to pass it a couple times, because that was what you were supposed to do when you get out of law school, is pass the bar. At least that's the conventional wisdom. I didn't pass it and decided to stop pouring energy into it and start pouring energy into a new idea about a career instead. So over the past couple years, I made the decision to start pursuing a career in mediation. Mediation is the career in which you help people to resolve their disputes without going to trial in a court and having the judge make a decision on their behalf. This is a decision that you, as a neutral party, will help people come to of their own accord, and hopefully their decision and their agreement that they draw up in good faith at the end of this mediation proceeding will reflect to some degree both points of view and will satisfy both parties because of this. I really enjoy my work. Most of it so far is volunteer until I gain some more experience and can become employable. That has been happening lately. I have been getting some job opportunity offers, precisely one that I'm very interested in, and there are other opportunities. My New Year's resolution, at least for the next month, is to get my resume out to several different people whom I know, and hopefully we'll get something worked out. If not with the job I'm very interested in, then something else. My goal is to eventually get enough capital together to open my own business and perform mediations for clients throughout the Raleigh-Wake County area. I'd like to spend the remainder of this podcast, perhaps the last half or so, talking to you about various podcasts I download which deal with technology, not from a blindness perspective, but they do give a good overview of current events and developments in this area. I'm sure a lot of you download these same podcasts as well, but I'll go into them anyway for those of you who find them new and fascinating, as I do. There are three networks that I download podcasts from over the internet. These three include CNET, Tech Podcast Network, and TWiT. First, I'll discuss CNET. There is one podcast that I download from there, one feed. It is called The Real Deal. CNET's website, by the way, is www.cnet.com. And if you go under their podcasts link, you'll find a lot of different shows that they put out in podcast form. I download The Real Deal, have to pick and choose among all the podcasts that are available nowadays. This podcast feed focuses a lot on dispelling much of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, as they put it, surrounding technology. They discuss everything from email to VoIP, Skype, to HTML, and I found it very enlightening, especially because I'm not a computer genius, but I like to know how things work, as long as you can explain it in plain English. And these people do. I think it's Tom Merritt and Rafe Needleman who put this on. It is not released every day, but maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks, they'll release one. It might be shorter than that nowadays. I'm not really sure how long it is between releases, but it's very informative, and I've really enjoyed listening to it over the past few weeks since I found out about it about a month ago. The second network that I download a podcast from is called the Tech Podcast Network. It's www.techpodcasts.com. And as they put it, if it's tech, it's here, is on their website. And if you go under their podcasts, you'll find a bunch of different things. The one I download it's released 6 days a week, I believe, and it is called /.review, SDR News. It is a highlight of technology news compiled from /, Dig, and Reddit. And since I don't really have the time to go to all three of these websites and check out their latest developments, I like this little review because it's short, it's to the point, and it gives a good discussion about things that have been going on these websites within the past day. It's about 10 minutes long and very enjoyable. And like I said, I like podcasts that are to the point, so that makes it all the better. The last network I'd like to focus on is something called TWiT. JAWS and other screen readers might pronounce it T-Y-T because the T's are capitalized, but it's really pronounced TWiT. And the website is www.twit.tv. They also have a good number of podcasts, but I only download a few. Admittedly, more than I download from other networks. One is a weekly release, one is a daily release, and although very short. And the other two are kind of intermittent releases. Whenever they feel like it, they come out. The first one, which is the weekly release, is called TWiT. Ooh, This Week in Tech. And the principal host is Leo Laporte. I don't know if any of you know of him, but he used to be on Tech TV. You'd get that if you had digital cable, presumably. This was back when Tech TV used to be good. Now it's called G4, and we never listen to it anymore. But back when it used to be called Tech TV, there was a program called The Screensavers. And Leo used to be on it as he was, one of the panelists on there. And was very good at explaining technology in plain English, which really drew me to that program because I don't understand all these big technology terms, but I like to learn about it. And he left Tech TV a while back and formed his own network called TWiT, And This Week in Tech is one of the principal programs on that network where he and several panelists get together and talk about weekly developments in technology. I've found it very informative. They all have kind of this quirky sense of humor, but they all work well together, and that's what counts. It's kind of long. It's about an hour long. So I will save it. I think it comes out on Tuesdays and I have Mondays, something like that. And I'll generally save it till the weekend and listen to it then. The second podcast that I download from that network is a daily affair. It's only about 10 minutes, 10 to 15. And it is called The Daily Gizwiz. And although Leo hosts it, it's basically mostly an interview that he does with a man who introduces various little tech gadgets. Some of them are weird, some of them sound greatly fascinating, and some of them, to me at least, just sound boring. But he's very funny. His name is Dick DiBartolo, and he's great at introducing all these things. I don't know if that name might sound familiar to any of you, but he is a writer for Mad Magazine and used to write the questions for Match Game back when it was on in the 70s and 80s. I'm not sure if he wrote the questions for the incarnation of the game show that was on in the 60s or not, but he did from 73 to 84, or whenever it was on the air during its last incarnation, write all the questions for that show, pretty much all of them. And he's still around, and he's still quirky, and he now does gadgets, in addition to, I think, still writing for Mad Magazine. The third podcast that I download from there is This Week in Law. A woman hosts that named Denise something. I can't remember her last name. This comes out very infrequently. She has, I guess, a law practice and a family and does a lot of other things. She is occasionally a guest on This Week in Tech, but This Week in Law is her podcast where she discusses mostly developments in technology law. I think she's also a member of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, so she discusses a lot of their activities as well. The fourth podcast really doesn't have much to do with technology, but it's on that network. I'm not quite sure why, but it is a lot of fun. It's called Munchcast, and that started in July, I guess, of 2007, and they've had about 16 different episodes since then, so it's something very irregular. It's about a half hour to 45 minutes long, and it's essentially Leo Laporte doing an interview with this woman who discusses junk food. Well, most of it's junk food. Some of it's just various food. I think they've had episodes on pizza, fruitcake, chili, bacon, potato chips, and all kinds of other things. And she basically goes around the country and tries all this food and comes back and tells people about it and tells people about its origins and all of this. I'm not quite sure how the impetus for this program got started, but it's a lot of fun to listen to when it does come out. And I still have it up on my feed. And sometimes you'll get an episode, and sometimes you go months or so without getting one. Those are the principal technology podcasts that I receive and the ones that I wanted to review with you. I'm certain that if you go to those websites that I discussed, CNET, TWIT, and Tech Podcast Network, that if technology is your thing, you'll find other things that might interest you. I'd like to wrap this up by saying I've really enjoyed it, and I would like comments. So feel free to email me with comments of any kind. My email address is Sprite, S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, R-I-T-E 156 at gmail.com. That is Sprite 156 at gmail.com. I have some future ideas about podcasts I'd like to do and put up on this website, so you will probably be hearing from me again. Thank you very much for your attention.